The sugya that have to be clarified. There's so many different pieces and different components. I'd like to try to make some sort of seder. The Gemara bringing Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara has two different versions of Rami Bar Chama. The first version of Rami Bar Chama, the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama leishanu elish amar anusim ino machmas mamon. Avanusim ino machmas nefashas harei elu ne'emonim. And Be'etzem we spoke about, there's two massive chidushim here in Rami Bar Chama. The first chidush in Rami Bar Chama is, I don't know what the order is, but one chidush in Rami Bar Chama is that in the case of anusim ino machmas nefashas, even though it's ksav yodam yoytzi mimakom acher, still, we're going to say that they're Neman. Even though we would have assumed there's a problem over here of Kivan Shehigit Shuvei Nochoizer or Magid, the Gemara, the Rabbi Machoma seems to not have a problem of Kivan Shehigit Shuvei Nochoizer or Magid. That's one chiddush of Rami Bar Chama, which the Gemara challenges that chiddush, and the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? What about Kol Kamine Kivan Shehigit Shuvei Nochoizer or Magid?" But there's another chiddush in what Rami Bar Chama said. And that is because according to Rami Bar Chama comes out that in the Reisha when we said Ksav Yudenu Ze'avla Anusim Ayinu, where it's Ein Ksav Yudenu Yotzim Mokom Acher, even if he said Anusim Yudenu Machmas Mamon, he's going to be Nemon. You're going to be Nemon. Aye, what about the problem of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha? Comes Rashi and says Kivin Shehigit Shuvenu Chayzer Umagid overrides. I'm sorry, Pesha Aser overrides the din of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha. It's a very big chiddush. As a matter of fact, the Gemara is then going to give us another version of Rami Bar Chama, and the Gemara is going to be chayzer from both of those chidushim. The Gemara is going to challenge Rami Bar Chama. Aye, what happened to Kivan Shehigit? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rami Bar Chama didn't say that at all. So what did Rami Bar Chama really say? Rami Bar Chama said, in the Reisha, when you are Naaman, it's only if you say Anusim Achmas Nefashis. But if you say Anusim Achmas Mamoin, you're not Naaman in the Reisha. Why not? And on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha. So now the Gemara is saying that what about Pesha Aser? Pesha Aser does not override the din of Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha. And why in the Sefer aren't you Neman? Aye, you said Anusim Achmas Nefashis? Because there's a din of Kivan Shigun Shuvein and Chayzer Umagid. So really, the Gemara is being Chayzer from both of the Chidushim of Rami Bar Chama. Es the Hafla Kasha. But he said, we're going to try to do Seder here in the Sugya. Es the Hafla Kasha. Rami Bar Chama's original statement, which entailed two Chidushim. Which Chidush did the Gemara have a problem with of Rami Bar Chama? Only the Kivan Shehigit Chiddush, because the Gemara said, what are you talking about? What about Kivan Shehigit Shuvein Chayzer Umagid? The fact that Pesha Aser can override the problem of Ein Adam Mesim Atzmai Rasha, we didn't have a raya not like that. So when the Gemara had to make a retraction in Rami Bar Chama, as the Hafla, why do you have to retract from both of the chidushin of Rami Bar Chama? Just retract from one of them. What's the chidush retract from? Say that there is a din of Kivan Shehigit. And then, of course, in the case of the Sefer, you're not Neman, even if you say Machmas Nefashis. And the ratio will be Bein Machmas Nefashis, Bein Machmas Mamoin. That is the question of the Hafla. Hafla's Kasha, the Achrayim speak about this question. So I think that Al Derech HaPshat, Rabbi Isai, the Pashat, the answer to the Hafla's Kasha is as follows. Rami Bar Chama said something, and we have a vague idea of what he said. What he said was, there's a difference between Anusim Achmas Mamon or Anmuchim Achmas Nefashis. That's what he said. We didn't know where to apply the Rami Bar Chama. But what he said, we have a Masaira. Rami Bar Chama said there's a difference Anusim Achmas Mamon or Muchim Achmas Nefashis. The Gemara's first attempt is to tag Rami Bar Chama on the Seifa. Rami Bar Chama says, in the Sefer we say you're not Neman, says Rami Bar Chama, you're only not Neman if you say Machmas Mamon, but Machmas Nefashis, you are Neman. He said, well, that can't be. Oh, so let's switch it to the Reisha. So Rami Bar Chama says the only time you are Neman is if you're talking about Machmas Nefashis. If it's Mamon, you're not Neman. But either way, what Rami Bar Chama is clearly saying is there's a difference between Anusim Machmas Mamon and Machmas Nefashis. If that's true, so then the Gemara had to superimpose Rami Bar Chama somewhere. Rami Bar Chama said there's a difference. So if he said it on the Seifa, then there's two Chedushim and Rami Bar Chama. That there's no din of Mitaych, and also that Pesh Asu is going to override in Amesim Atzim Rasha. If he said it on the Reisha, we're going to have to renege from both of those Chedushim. But the fact, what Rami Bar Chama, the structure of what Rami Bar Chama said, that we had a Mesaira. And that's what's Mashma in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella. Says the Gemara, when the Gemara, after the Gemara challenges Rami Bar Chama, Ella, ki itmar, aresha itmar. When Rami Bar Chama said his thing, he said it on the resha. In other words, we had this discrepancy between Mama and Nefashais. We thought to put it on the Seifa, Ella ki itmar, aresha itmar. Once you do that, so then we have to be chayzer from both statements of Rami Bar Chama. The Chara thus is in Pshat in the Seder of the Gemara as I come to us.
We're not really rephrasing what Rami Bar Chama said. We're sticking with
the structure. It's going to change a lot of the lumdus, but the words he said was there's a difference between Mammon and Nefashis. Now,
it doesn't work by Nefashis, though. The
Chilak
has to be by the
Reisha. Chilak has to be by the Reisha. Once the Chilak has to be by the Reisha, we're going to end up having to be Chayzer from both statements of Rami Bar Chama. Now, what was the Gemara's problem with what Rami Bar Chama said? So Rami Bar Chama is claiming that there's no din of kivin sheyegid tshuva ena chayzer umagid. However, the Olam came over to me last night and they made a diuk in Rashi. Rashi says on the first Rashi in the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chana lo yishanu. Says Rashi, lo yishanu de'im ksav yodam yoytzi mimokam acher ein ne'amonim. Rashi says that Rami Bar Chama is tapping into the Seifa and says this, that you're not Neman in the Seifa, is only in a certain case. But Rami Bar Chama chose one of the two cases of the Seifa. And the Seifa is actually two cases. One case is a case of Yesh Edim Shu Ksav Yodam or She Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimakom Acher. For some reason, Rashi focuses on the second case. Rashi says, Lashonet Im Ksav Yodam Yoytzi Mimakom Acher Ein Nemonim. Why does Rashi dafka zero in on that particular case? A very nice diuk in Rashi. The emes is the achroin to make the diuk in Rashi. And what we have to say is as follows. When the Gemara thought Rami Bar Chama didn't hold of Kivin Shehigid, does that mean Rami Bar Chama was oblivious of the fact that Kivin Shehigid existed b'chlal? No, he knew there was Kivin Shehigid. He just thought Kivin Shehigid was only talking about Eidus Alpeh. But Eidus Mishtari thought there's no Kivin Shehigid. Says Rashi, maybe more than that. He knew even by Eidus Mishtari there's going to be a din of Kivin Shehigid. It's just it'll only be Kivin Shehigid if the Eidus Mishtari had on it two Edim saying that it's Ksav Yodam. Then Rami Bar Chama agrees that there's Kivin Shehigid. Rami Bar Chama just thought that if you don't have those two Edim, and your only way of verifying the shtar is by saying that the ksav yonim is yoytzi mimokom acher, there's no din kivin shehigit. That was Rami Bar Chama's chiddush. You have to understand that. You have to understand what the pshat of that is. But l'chayra, that can be, Rashi says over here, when did Rami Bar Chama think over here that you're going to be able to be meyid afterwards and say, anusim ayinu machmas nefashois, even though ksav yonim yotzim okom acher, it's only because of ksav yonim yotzim okom acher. Why? Because over there we're going to allow him to be chayzer umagid. I have to explain that. However, if there's a tzad over here, but if the two Edom walk in and say, this is Ksav Yadam, over there, even Rami Bar Chama agrees and understands that there's a din of Kivin Shehigid Shuvein Ochoizer Omagid. What's the pshat? Perhaps the pshat is as follows. What was the Havamina that on Shtar, there's no din of Kivin Shehigid Shuvein Ochoizer Omagid? Why would Shtar? You need Haggadah. What does that mean? So you could understand that means that Agada means that you use your mouth. And Shtar, you use your hands. You don't use your mouth. If that's what it means, so then I don't know exactly where Rami Bar Chama says anywhere that that Shtar has Din Kivin Shehigid. Rami Bar Chama just says, Edom Achasumim al Shtar Nasekimisha Nechkorei Dusim, that the Edus is something that we have no questions about. But they still don't say it. They only wrote it. If you're telling me I think you need to use your mouth and not your hands, so what did Rami Bar Chama tell me any differently? He just said that when you sign an ashtar, so we believe it. But it's still use your hands, not your mouth. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that was not the Havamina. So Rashi says the Havamina is you need Haggadah. What does Rashi mean, Haggadah? Maybe Rashi means as follows. There's a difference between saying something and telling something. There's a difference between saying something and telling something. You could say something to nobody. But tell something, what does tell something mean? I'm telling it to someone. You can't tell nobody. You could talk to nobody, but you can't tell nobody. If I'm telling, that means I'm telling someone. The word Haggadah means to tell. That's what Haggadah means. V'higadeta levincha means tell over to your children. Haggadah meant tell someone. So, the Gemara's Havamina was, in a shtar, maybe you're talking, but we don't hear it, because we're not in Beis Din. Beis Din didn't get the shtar yet. So, Beis Din didn't, it's Kehilu Beis Din never heard it, you didn't tell Beis Din. That was the Havamina of the Gemara, that Edom HaChasum al shtar. So there's no Haggadah. It's not true, they said Edus, but they didn't tell anyone. Comes Reish Lakish, says Reish Lakish, Edom HaChasumim al Ashtar, Nasesh Kemi Shenechkira Edusam BeBeis Din. What does that mean? It's as if Beis Din already heard the Edus. Beis Din already heard it. If you already told it to Beis Din, it's like it's told to Beis Din. So then, there's Kivin Shehigit. Kivin Shehigit, Shuvena Chayzer Umagil. The Chayra, that's the Chiddush Reish Lakish is saying. So come to Chayis Rabbi Isai. I'd like to suggest as follows. If two Edom walk into Beis Din, and two Edom say that this is their Ksav Yadam, you're in Beis Din already. And Beis Din already has verified this is Ksav Yadam. Even according to Rami Bar Chama, you have given Shehigit. There's Haggadah. It's in Beis Din. You already heard it. The Edom have already verified that this is the Chesimus. So Beis Din just was Makabel the Edus. Even Rami Bar Chama knew that. Rami Bar Chama just thought that if no one else walks into Beis Din to say that this is the Edom, and Beis Din does it based on a Dimui Shtaris, Beis Din does it based on just comparing Ksav Yadam, that's Yoytzi Makom Acher, and with just comparing the Ksav Yadam, then Beis Din hasn't fully heard it yet. What does that mean? Kiveger and Gittin on the Beis Amar Aleph, it's Medayik in Rashi. It says Rashi holds that this technique of comparing Chesimus only works Midrabanan. It doesn't have the same degree of authenticity. It doesn't have the same degree of birur as two Edom walking in and saying that this is their chesimus. Good. So Kivega makes a cheshbon that if there's Edom, if someone comes in and says it's mezuyif, then it needs even diraisa. Okay, good. You're right. But lemaisa, the birur that we have is only midrabanan. So Ken Zayin, Pshat and Rami Bar Chama's Havamina, it wasn't like a foolish Havamina. Rami Bar Chama understood that there's such a thing as Kivin Shehigit even on a shtar. He understood that. But that's only if the shtar has some sort of authenticity. Beis Din accepts the shtar, knows the shtar is good. How does Beis Din know the shtar is good? Beis Din only knows the shtar is good if Edom come in and said it's a good shtar. But if I'm going to use this, you know, this Binder Abanan tool of comparing Chesimus, so then Beis Din can't, you know, put a henpeck on the shtar. Beis Din doesn't say this shtar is authentic. Beis Din's willing to work with the shtar. But there's still enough room for the Edom to come back and to say Avalanu Simayinu, because the shtar is not niskabel in Beis Din. That was Rami Bar Chama's svara. Comes along Reish Lakish and says, Reish Lakish, no! Edom HaChasumim al Ashtar Nasa Kimisha Nechkara. Once the Edom sign on the shtar, it's already Nechkara. Kiyum is a din, dirabanan, that we need afterwards. That you just have to, you know, we Beis Din wants extra, like, assurance. But midyaraisa, Beis Din already heard the Edus. Because Edom HaChasumim al Ashtar Nasa Kimisha Nechkara. Once the Edom signed, the Beis Din already heard it. So it's going to be Kivin Shehigit. Rami Bar Chama was assuming that until we verify the shtar, the Edus is not Kilu Beznes Neskava the Edis. Dimishtar is not really verifying the shtar. We'll allow Dimishtar to work, but it's not a verifying the shtar. So therefore, it could still be made. There's still no Kivin Shehigit. Mashenkin, if two of them walk in and say the shtar is authentic, Beznes going to put a hempek on the shtar. Beznes going to say the shtar is good. Then he's done. Even Rami Bachama knows he's done over there. Says the Gemara, no, Rami Bachama, you don't need to verify the shtar. The chasima on the shtar is not kimishenech kare do some. Just the signing of the shtar is kimishenech kare. The choyro, that's the shaklavataria. Ken zayin the shaklavataria in the Gemara according to Rashi. Okay.
That's a Rashi says case. Dafka.
That's a Rashi says dafka case of dimishtars. So what was the Gemara's Havamin according to Rami Bachama? Rami Bachama thought that in a case when it's Anusimayinu Machmas Mamoin, it's going Pesha Asa Pesha Itter is going to allow you to override your din of Ein on the Mesa Matzbar Rosha. Because Pesha Asa Pesha Itter can do that. Gemara's maskana in Rami Rachama is that it doesn't work. Gemara's maskana is that even though we have a pesha as a pesha hitter, even a case where it's ksav yodim is not yoitzim okam acher, if they say anusim machmas mama and they're not neman, why not? Pesha also does not override the din of in other mesim atzma rasha. What's the nafkamina between the havamina and the maskana? The first pshat Rami Rachama, the second pshat Rami Rachama, the havamina and the maskana. Perhaps as follows. When Rashi introduces to us the din of Shav of you know the Mesa Matzma Rasha, says Rashi, Lav Kol Kaminayu, the second Rashi in the Gemara, Lav Kol Kaminayu Lashvui Nafshe Rishoyim. What does Lav Kol Kaminayu Lashvui Nafshe Rishoyim mean?
Not fully believed.
We don't have enough belief. We don't have enough name on us. Lav Kol Kaminayu, we don't believe him. Lashvui Nafshe Rishoyim. If you look at Rashi in the end of the Gemara, Rashi says, "Ein on the Mesa Matzmai Rasha." So that's just the third wide line in Rashi. "Ein on Neman Lifsol as Atzmai Meches Kasa." The Karav waits Atzmai. The Karav Pasul LeEdus. Rashi, when he second time introduces to us "Ein on the Mesa Matzmai Rasha," says Rashi, "Karav is Pasul LeEdus." Let's say it's the first time around. Rashi said that the din of Ein Ono Mesa Matzma Rosh is ain't look lav kol kaminayu, doesn't have enough nemanis. Versus not neman al atzmai. Second time Rashi says he's pasul. Perhaps an afkamin is as follows. What would you do in the case of Pesha Asa Pesha Itter? So Ein Achanami mitzad Eidus, a person can't be made on himself. He doesn't have enough nemanis to make himself a Rasha. But if he has a Pesha Asa Pesha Itter, which tells us, Kihechi de Mehemnes Ahai. Mehemnes Ahai, it's giving you, ramping up your nemanis. Mikoyach Pesha Asa. Pesha Asa can give you the nemanis. And it overrides the din of Ein Ono Mesa Matzma Rasha. Ein Ono Mesa Matzma Rasha says, you don't have nemanis. Okay, I don't have nemanis mitzad Eidus. But the din of Pesha Asa is going to give me nemanis. However, if you say that the din of Ein Adam Meisamatz Merasha is that the person is pasul, Lashon of the Rashi is the Karav is pasul la'edus, that means that it's not just he doesn't have Namonis, but the Torah doesn't allow him to be Namon. The Torah pasuled him. So the Torah pasuled him so you could have a din of Pesha Asar Pesha Hitir. Aber Lamaisa, he's pasul la'edus. The psul is going to stop. It's blocking. He's not allowed to be made on himself. It's not that he's not Namon on himself. He's not allowed to be made on himself. Ebazay, Peshas is not going to help you. Okay. So, Rami Bar Chama was saying, again, in the first Lashon of Rami Bar Chama is saying that Benogeya to the din of Anusimayinu Machmas Nefashais or Anusimayinu Machmas Maman, in the Reisha, you're going to be Neman. In the Seifa, you'll be Neman when you're talking about Anusimayinu Machmas Nefashais, but Benogeya Anusimayinu Machmas Maman, you're not Neman. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? We have a klal kivan shehigit shuvena chayzer umagid. Now the Gemara's question of Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid is a kasha on the Reisha in Rami Bar Chama or the Seifa in Rami Bar Chama. Rashi says clearly, Bishlam Reisha, where it's Ain Tzav Yodim Yotzim Akum Acher, I don't have a problem of Kivin Shehigin. In the Seifa, I have a problem of Kivin Shehigin. Why in the Reisha is there no problem of Kivin Shehigin? Says Rashi, Bishlam Reisha, there's no problem because Kish Ain Tzav Yotzim Akum Acher, Va'alayu Samchinun Kula Choda Hagadahu. Says Rashi, there's no problem because kula chora agada. Rashi says the reason there's no problem is because of kula chora agada. Why doesn't Rashi say there's no problem because of peshas or peshantir? Rashi told us, why don't you have a problem in the resha of inon amesim atzma rasha? What's the reason? Because Peshas and Peshinter. So you see, Peshas and Peshinter is enough to validate your first edus. So why does Rashi have to say in the Reisha it's not a problem of Kivin Shehigin because of Kula Chora Agada? Just say it's not a problem because of Peshas and Peshinter.
Maybe who's that overrides Kivin Shehigin?
So the Chayra Pshat in Rashi, as Shmuel is saying, is we mentioned that there's two different Chidushim in Rashi. And Rami Bar Chama and the Reisha. One is that we don't have a problem of Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha, and the other one is that we don't have a problem of Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid. B'negeya to the problem of Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha, how does Rashi answer that problem? Peshasser. Kula Chad HaGadah is not going to answer that for you, because in your Haggadah you're making yourself a Rasha. So Kula Chad HaGadah won't help. Therefore Rashi has to say Peshasser Peshinter. That's overriding our problem of Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha. But we have another problem. Our problem is, what about the fact that over here there's Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid? Says Rashi, to avoid the problem of Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid, Rashi says Kula Chad HaGadah. Kula Chad HaGadah says this is not Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid. Why not? Because he's not finished being Higid. He's still in the middle of his HaGadah. Great. Excellent. The Chora does his pshat. Comes the Gemara, says the Gemara, well, this is schwer because we know that there's a din of Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid. If it's, how is he Neman by Nefashos? Why does that work? In the case of the Seifa, the Gemara asks, why over there don't you have a problem of Kivin Shehigin Shuvein Ochoizer Amagid? Says the Gemara, Ela ki itmar Reisha itmar. Really, Rami Bar Chama is only talking about the Reisha. And what's Rami Bar Chama saying? Rami Bar Chama is saying that in the Reisha, when we say you are Naaman, you're only Naaman to say Anusim Yinu Machmas Nefashos. Ksav Yedeinu Zeh Aval Anusim Yinu Machmas Nefashos. But if you'd say Machmas Mamim, you would not be Naaman. So now the Gemara is saying that we can't override the din of Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha. Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha is stronger than the din of than any other way of allowing this to work. So how does the taka? So, but Anusim Machmas Nefashos does work. Why does Anusim Machmas Nefashos work? Says Rashi. Ela de Amri Machmas Nefashos. The first wide line in Rashi. Ela Amri Machmas Nefashos Nansu. Deloy Mashvi Nafshayu Rishayim. They're not being mashed themselves Rishayim. V'kivon da Alayu Samchinon. And because we're being Samech on them, Abitokade Dibur Akru Lesadusayu Vapesha Aser Hitter. Says Rashi, okay, now that we're not making him into a Rasha, so now we can believe him. Why do we believe him? Says Rashi, because Pesha Aser Pesha Hitter. Now time out. Hold on a second. Before we had two different issues. One issue of Kivin Shehigin, the other issue of Ein Hamesim Atzmai Rasha. And Rashi said two different things. Rashi says, I'm going to answer the problem of Ein Hamesim Atzmai Rasha by saying Pesha Aser. And I'm going to answer the problem of Kivin Shehigin by saying Kula Chora Agada. So now that Rashi is saying we're not going to deal with the Ein on the Mesim Atzmai Rasha, we're talking about Anusim Machmas Nefashos. So why does it work? What should Rashi say? Kula Chora Agada. according to the formula we made before, that there was two issues and two explanations, and we lined them up. We were saying before, that in the first Rami Bar Chama, first of all, we have to deal with Kivin Sheikid. That's not a problem, Kula Chara Gada. Second, we have to deal with the problem of Einanah Meisim Atzma Rasha. Says Rasha, it's not a problem because Kivin Sheikid, Pesha Asa is going to override that. Now we said, you know what? Rami Bar Chama doesn't hold that Pesha Asa can override the din of Einanah Meisim Atzma Rasha. Okay, can't override that. So what's Rami Bar Chama saying? He's saying that Anusim Machmas Nefashis is going to work and Anusim Machmas is not going to work. So why does Anusim Machmas Nefashis work? Oh, because there's no problem of Kivin Sheikid because Kula Chara Gada. What's going on? So I'd like to suggest this, fellas. What did Rashi mean before? And Rashi said, Kula Chada Hagada. What did that mean? What are the words Kula Chada Hagada? How many things did this person say? Actually, three. The first thing he did was signed on the shtar. The second thing he did was he said, Ksav Yadeinu. And the third thing he did was he said, Aval Anusim. When he walks into Bezdin and says, "Ksav yadeinu ze aval anusim ayinu," what does Rashi mean when Rashi says, "Kula chada hagada"? Does he mean that it's part of his original signing of the shtar? Kula chada, the lashon of kula chada hagada sounds like the whole thing is one long hagada. It's kula chada hagada.
Because that's not a hagada until
Because Rashi's understanding at this, the Gemara is understanding at this point that Rami Bar Chama holds that until you have a kiyum on your original chasimus, so then it's not nechkara. If it's not nechkara, it's there's no haggadah. So when does your original haggadah get finalized? When you have a Gemara in the original haggadah, only when you say ksav yadeinu. So b'shas, you're saying ksav yadeinu. You're saying aval anusim kula chada haggadah. This is all one haggadah. That's the way we understood in the first Rami Bar Chama. But now that the Gemara says Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says Eidim Achasumim Ala Shtar Nasa Kemisha Nechkira. So when did the first Eidus finished?
Beginning.
When you signed, you finished your Eidus. Can Rami Bar Chama now say that the Anusim is a chelik of your original Agada? No. Can't do that anymore. Because now we introduced that that Agada finished when you were Nechkara, when you signed it. When your Chasumim al Ashtar was Nechkara. So that Agada is done. So hold on a second. So how now can I say Kula Chada Agada? I can't. Kula Chada Agada is gone. So how am I going to allow him to say Ksav Yadeinu Zeh Aval Anusim? Now we got Pesha Asa. Now we have to use Pesha Asa. We asked the question originally. When there's no Ksav Yadeinu Yotze Makom Acher, and the aide walks in and he says, Ksav Yadeinu Huzeh Aval Anusim Ayinu. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, Arei Eilu Ne'amonim. What does it mean, Ne'amonim? What does it mean, Ne'amonim? Does it mean that we're not Makayim the Shtar, or does it mean we rip up the Shtar? The Choyra. In the Hamamina of Rami Bar Chama, where it was Kula Chada Hagada, what we were going to do to the Shtar? Rip it up. Because Toich Kidei Dibur of his original Hagada, he said this Eidus is no good. So he was Choyzer from his Eidus. By saying Kula Chada Hagada. But that was only when Rami Bar Chama felt that the Shtar was not Nechkara. The original Eidus wasn't finished. But now that we're saying that the original Eidus is finished when you were chaysav on the shtar, now we're coming and we're saying, okay, we now the chachamim are matz trichkim. So how could you be made? You can't say it's kula chara agada anymore. So what? You have a problem of kivin shehiket shoveinu chayzer amagid comes along, Rami Bar Chama and says, ein achanami, but pesha asa pesha hitter. The shaila is, what does Pesha Asa Pesha Yitzer do? I'm the one who's saying Ksav Yadeinu Zeh. I'm the one who's saying Anusim. So because I'm the one who's saying Anusim, therefore, the Kiyum at least hold off on. At least the Kiyum should hold off on.
Mishnah is remember that the Mishnah, the Chesima itself was Kiyam, but because of Shepesh Azra, that's why you're Neman.
To undo the Kiyam and Durabanon. The Chachamim want you to make a Kiyum. So the Pesha Asr is going to stop the Kiyum. That's what it seems like. That's what it seems like.
What's Rabbi asked?
What?
Rabbi asked.
I'm explaining why Rashi doesn't say in the bottom Kulo Charagoda, because there is no Kulo Charagoda anymore. So if there's no Kulo Charagoda, so then how Taka does it work? Works with Pesha Asar. How does Pesha Asar work? Because you have a Pesha Asar, Klape the Kiyum.
You don't throw it out.
It would appear that you don't throw out the Shtar. The problem is twofold. What?
It's going to undo it even though it's already in the Kiyum?
It's Mekuyah Midyaraisa. Midrabanan we're Matzrich an extra Kiyum. That extra Kiyum we're going to be able to throw out the door because of Pesha Asar. The problem is, then, if all we're coming to do is to throw out the Kiyum, so it should be Chara HaGadah, not Kula Chara HaGadah, but Chara HaGadah in the Kiyum. I'm saying, Ksav Yadeinu Zeaval Anusim. So in the Kiyum, it's Chara HaGadah. And all we want to do is block the Kiyum now. If all we're doing is blocking the Kiyum, so why do I have to say Pesha Asar? Just say Chara HaGadah. I won't say Kula Chara HaGadah, but I'll say Chara HaGadah. Elamai, you can't block the Kiyum. That's not the Pshat. Because Rashi said, what does it mean to be Mekayim the Shtar? Just to make it authentic. That's what Rashi says. That these Yenim are coming. The first Rashi in the Mishnah, Lekayim es Ashtar. Kiyam Shtaris just means tell us that the Chesimas are authentic. So there's no Pesha Asar Klape the Kiyam, because the Kiyam just is that it's authentic. You said it's authentic. What you're saying afterwards doesn't affect the Kiyam. All it affects is the original Shtar. But the dentira of the kiyum is only klapi if it's authentic. Once you say ksav yadeinu, you're saying it's authentic. So somehow Rashi's understanding. What? Oh, in a chanami. Ken zayin. But then you still, why do you need to have pesh asar for? Why don't you just say chara agada here? What? So vayis dechayis, somehow pesh asar is going to allow you to break the original shtar. Midrabanan, it's going to break the original shtar through Pesha Asar. Doing more than just stopping the kiyum, you're breaking the original shtar midrabanan. So maybe Rashi, even the maskan, is going to say that we're going to rip up the shtar midrabanan. We're going to rip up the shtar. Says Tosfos, Arei Elu Ne'emanim Vim Toimar. V'lama Ne'emanim Hamigu B'makom Edim Hu. Then An Sadi Shloyoyu Anusim V'loy Psuli Edus. Dela Kamona Amrina Antreyu Treininu. Tosfos asks, why are they going to be Ne'eman L'chayret Amigu B'makom Edim? So, first of all, who's talking about Migu Bechlal? We're talking about the Ne'emanis over here is Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitter. Sounds like, says the Machane Ephraim, that Tosfos understands, Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitter is Ne'emanis of Migu. Rashi seemed to say the Ne'emanis of Pesha Asar, Pesha Yitter is something else. It's Kihechi de Mehemnis Ahai. Mehemnis Ahai is a different type of Ne'emanis. Masha'enkin, according to the Tosfos, Tosfos seems to say the Ne'emanis of Pesha Asar is Ne'emanis of Migu. In fact, if it's only a migu, it's a fancy way for saying migu. It's a migu b'makom edim. The anan sadi shlo haya anusim v'lo psuli edus to l'kaman aminan treyu treininu. What's Rashi referring to? L'kaman aminan treyu treininu. Rashi is l'chur referring to the Gemara daf Yutesamid base. The bottom of Yutesamid base is the Gemara. Edim that's bo shnayim and ashuk va'amru. This ksav yodim aval anisim hayu k'tanim hayu psule edus hayu. Says the Gemara, it's treu trei. So Rashi Tosfos says, what's the treu trei? Anan Sahadi Shalohay Anusim. It says Toys is understanding that it's not the pshat that there's actually two Adam here, but the shtar is ki'ilu, when we have a shtar that's signed, so it's ki'ilu we have two Adam saying that they were not ketanim. Rashi on Daf Yitzchak Beis learns not like that. Rashi is a trade training. Eide hashtar beis ve'elu beis minim shem psulim. L'chor, according to Rashi, it's not trey u'trey. It's, I mean, in our case, it's not a question of trey u'trey because the trey is the two edim who are themselves coming in and saying that we were anusim. So you might want to say it's kivin shikin shuvin chayzer magid. You might want to say it's they're arguing with themselves, but it's not trey u'trey. So Toises understands it's not the original Edim that are, it's the Shtar, it's Anam Sahadi. We're the Edim. So the Edim that are saying we were Anusim are going against what we know as being true. We know you weren't because you signed on the Shtar. If you signed on the Shtar, we know that you weren't Ketanim. Hashem, according to Rashi, Rashi says it's Kilu the Edim themselves are the Trey. Yesh Loimah says Toises, Kivan Shet Tzrichu Chachamim Kiyum. Says Toisvis, when do we have an Anan Sahadi? That's when we have a shtar that we know is a good shtar. Once we know the shtar is a good shtar, the shtar is Mekuyam, so then there's an Anan Sahadi on a good shtar that they weren't Ketanim, an authentic shtar that weren't Ketanim. But once a shtar has Sveikas on the shtar, we don't even know if the shtar is authentic, so then we don't even have an Anan Sahadi to say that the shtar is going to be good. But in a case of Ksav Yoram Yoitze Mimokam Acher, says the Mishnah, there ain't a name on him, says Toises, Hachalekalek Shuid Lehemne Migu Diboy Amri Parua. Even if Ksav Yoram Yoitze Mokam Acher, so we know that the Shtar is Makuyim, but if they wanted to cause the person lost, they could have said Parua. The Kim and the Makuyim who have a Migu Mokam Aidim, Kamasha Pirashnu. If the Shtar is Makuyim, it's a Migu Mokam Aidim, like we said in the previous Toises. The Oid. The choizer maginim heim. Kivin shehigut shuvena choizer o magid karmina megamara. What does Tosis mean to say choizer maginim heim? To say parua is choizer maginim? To say parua is not choizer maginim. First he said he borrowed the money, then he said he paid up the money. So the choizer, what Tosis means to say is that once it's ksav yodam yoytzim makom acher, then for them to come and say anything more about the shtar is going to be choyzer mumagidim. So to say anusim hayinu is choyzer mumagidim. Frektum kivegu, but Toises doesn't want us to be nemon midin edus. He wants to be nemon midin migu, not midin edus. So what does it mean that there's a problem with choizer and magid? Toisa's question was, let them be believed with migu. So Toisa says, no, but they're choizer and magid. But we want the nemans to go midin migu, not midin edus. The choyer of pshat and Toisa is as follows. The choyer of kivega learned not like this, but the choyer of pshat and Toisa is that when do we discuss migu? The only way the Edom are going to be Naaman with a Migu is if they're Edom. Tosis is saying that there's no such thing as a random person on the street having a Migu. Who are you to have a Migu? If you're a Baal Dovar, you have a Migu. If you're Edom, you have a Migu. But once they have a din of Kivan Shehigit, Shuvayna Chayzer Umagid, they're not Edom anymore. If they're not Edom, they can't have a Migu. Kveig understood that the Migu is working alone without Edus. The Choyer of Pshat and Toises is that the only way that we could don them being Neman with a Migu is if they're Edim. Once it's Choyzer Magidim, Kivin Chikin Shoyen Choyzer Magidim, they don't have a Din Edus anymore. Therefore, they can't be done with Migu. What? That might depend on your Migu. Maybe. It depends on your Migu. It's working with the Chayre of Kivegar saying it's learning with Migu alone. You have to know Pshatarim Kivegar. The Edom don't have any Taina. Right? I understand what you meant. Even that's not so pashut. What? So what's pshat in the reisha? In the reisha, where we said that there is a migu, Taisa says over there that there is a migu. Vayis tachayis in the reisha, Taisa also holds that there's no problem of kivin shigat shuvena chayis v'magid. Even in the reisha, what charagada? Chayra. If it's what? Peru is not Chayzer Magid. In other words, Tez is saying there's a problem with Chayzer Magid. Does he mean that therefore you couldn't say Perua theoretically? Or even if you have a Migu, Migu is not going to help you because of Chayzer Magid. He can't mean that because you can't say Perua. Why can't I say Perua? You borrowed the money, you paid the money. So obviously, Tez doesn't mean to say that Perua is a problem with Chayzer Magid. Elamai says, you're right, you could have said Perua, but you didn't say Perua. So what do you say? Anusim. Anusim is Kivin Shigit. But who cares? I want to use Migu, I don't want to use Kivin Shigit. In order to use Migu, I need to be able to have Eidus. The Chodas Pshat and Taisis. We're going to continue Beis Hashem with more of the Sugya, hopefully next week. I'd like to just leave you with a thought on the Parasha. Speaks about the story of the Egel Azov. The pasuk says, "Vayara am ki boishesh Moshe laredes min ahar." Vayikol am al Aaron vayomer elav kum asay lano elakim asher yelchul lefaneinu kizeh Moshe ish asher. We know what happened over here is a terrible story of the Egel Azov. And Klal Yisrael really lost the opportunity. They were mamish holding out of Madrega of Adam Rishon Kodem Achet. It was like we were ready to do the tikkun, the complete tikkun of what we came to this world for, to rectify the sin of Adam Rishon. And at that critical moment, they lost it. Now, it's a little bit bizarre, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz speaks about. It's a little bit bizarre because they were holding on like the highest level that we could possibly imagine. All the way up there, they're called the Dordeya, the Mamish, everywhere. And then all of a sudden, they felt Avodah Zarah, kind of Avodah Zarah, type of Avodah Zarah, like Avodah Zarah, something really nasty. How did that happen? Chaim Shmuel is fact the kasha. Meigra Rama lebira amikta, going from the highest, like the top of the roof, to the lowest, the pit. Meigra Rama lebira amikta. Klal Yisrael, how did that happen? Not only that, the Gemara says, how does the Yetzirah work? Yetzirah works slowly. Yetzirah says, Hayoi masekach. Machar Sekach, the Torah likes to slowly try to dull your sensitivities. He doesn't tell people, all of a sudden, go, be Machal Shabbos. First he says, go take a shower late. Then he tells you, go, you have to shave. And then before you know it, the person, he slowly tries to dull person's sensitivities towards things. So how did he do this? This is not the Torah's derech b'chlal. That all of a sudden, boom, Klal Yisrael goes from Igro Rama Labira Mikta. Zot B'chaim Shulad Zavot. He said, Klal Yisrael had their Seder. Klal Yisrael had, they had their Mahalach. They had their structure. That structure. Once something rattled their structure, once they no longer had their footing, so then you could free fall. when a person is in the regular course of his regular day, the Yetzer is going to come, try to pick on you. He's going to try to get you to do little things here, little things there. But once Klal Yisrael, for them, they were like very used to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's here. He's with us. Everything's good. Everything. We feel comfortable. We feel like once Hakadosh Baruch Hu, once Vayaram ki boishesh Moshe leredes. They said, we don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's gone. So once that happened, Klal Yisrael, they got frantic. When people get frantic, so then anything could happen. Because they lost, they had like a seder of how they expected things to look, of what was going to happen. And then the Yetzer can do a tremendous amount of damage. The way that Klal Yisrael got frantic is because something unexpected happened. They expected Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. There was a tais, there was a mistake in the cheshbon, but Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. Right? They were, and when something unexpected happens, then people can feel like in shock. And when you're in shock, then you don't. They're in panic. That's what happened. So, in that vein, I'd like to just discuss a little bit what's unfolding with us in our Chabura. That there's some services that any time a person is in the position of Rebbe, so he has a Bechina Moshe Rabbeinu. So a little bit, there's a Bechina Moshe Rabbeinu present in the room. It's very, extremely humbling, but whatever, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. It's important that it shouldn't be in a way that comes too much of a shock. But 5 years ago, when the yeshiva learned Pesachim, I felt that it was a very important for my own